My first day as a 41-year-old.
It's all downhill, baby.
It is.
All fucking downhill.
Dance, monkey, dance.
My aunt, in her infinite wisdom, sent me a Snoopy card, and
yes.
I turned and I was like, "Really? I'm 41." If you're gonna send me a Snoopy card, then you have to send me money. And if you're not gonna send me money,
your nephew.
Yes.
Did it really?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't make like adult cards for nieces and nephews.
Well, then she doesn't need to send me one.
She's been sitting around for years. Oh, I can use this now. I had a really rude awakening the other day watching Golden Girls reruns. Apparently, Bea Arthur was supposed to be 55 when the show started.
Yeah.
I'm like, dear God, that's only 5 years older than me, and she looks like she's 70.
Yeah, but see, that was a time when people aged way more than what they seemed.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You don't even look 50, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
Even...
I've been told that.
Oh, excuse me.
By many people.
Well, it's because you dye your hair.
No, I don't.
No?
No.
You used to dye your hair, though, right?
I used to until I hit 50.
So at 50, you were like,
that was kind of my cutoff.
You're just owning it now?
I'm just owning it.
Oh, okay.
Owning the gray. Yep. Oh.
Well, what age did Bea Arthur live to?
Oh, I don't know.
It was in her 80s, wasn't it?
I think so.
So you still got some time.
That's when they found out she was really a man.
She was living the life that Bruce Jenner always wanted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, see, Bea Arthur was what Bruce Jenner would look like as a woman.
Is that the Photoshop?
If he didn't have money in Photoshop.
good times.
She was 87.
See?
Wow. Well, good for her.
Yeah. Now she's dead.
Now she's dead. Dang it.
Who would have thought that Betty White would be the last one?
I know.
She's going to live forever.
You think so?
Yeah. She's going to be the first person who they upload their consciousness into a computer. And then it's just going to be like this virtual head of Betty White on like a virtual presence body.
Oh, Jesus.
And she'll just keep going on like Jimmy Fallon and Kimmel and telling her jokes.
Telling her stories.
Yep.
Now that her series has ended.
Oh, they canceled the Hot in Cleveland?
I don't know if they canceled it or they just ran out of stuff.
Well, I have more respect for that than, you know, bashing it into the ground.
Yeah.
With absolutely nothing left, like 2 and a Half Men.
Yeah.
See that dead horse? Let's beat it some more.
Get it! Get it! Get it! You ever hear of Sahara Sam's Oasis in New Jersey?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because they're looking for an operations manager.
You know who's got some ties to Atlantic City?
Who's that?
Dave.
Dave.
Iskra. Didn't he?
Oh.
He worked at that one hotel for like a week and a half.
That went out of business and then was bought by the same people under a different name?
I will tell you this. Atlantic City is a shithole.
Well, yeah, I know there. We went there once or twice when I was a kid.
Okay. Just be aware you do not want to live in the city limits of Atlantic City.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. No, thank you.
You have to find one of those places that will put you up in like a penthouse suite. You know, so you're on premises. You'd have to be on call.
24 hours?
Yeah, you know how like apartment complexes, they'll rent to cops really cheap?
Yes, yes.
But they have to be on call. Same thing.
Yes. Same thing. Okay.
You're like the entertainment cop. Damn, this is all good stuff, and it's we're not even doing the show yet.
I know. It's frightening.
Maybe we should just start, like just keep going and not introduce ourselves.
Just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it. Who needs an introduction?
That's right.
It'll freak people out. People will be like, what the hell's going on? Or should we do an intro?
I don't care. It's up to you.
All right, let's keep going.
All right.
All right.
It's your podcast. I'm just, you know.
It's our podcast.
I'm here for the ride.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because it's a sucky ride. No.
You're an integral part.
Integral.
Integral.
How do you spell that? I-N-T-R-I-N-K-L-E? Integral? I-N-trickle.
Yes.
That's lovely.
I have a New Jersey education. You're going to have to forgive my spelling.
That's too bad.
Why?
I don't know. From Jersey. That's sad.
Oh, it is not.
It is sad.
It's a great place to be from.
Is it? Really? What's Jersey got going for it?
What do you need to sell you on? Like,
yeah, sell me on Jersey.
Okay.
Sell me on Jersey.
So South Jersey is very different from North Jersey. North Jersey is where most of the stereotypes come from. Mm-hmm. That's where all the refineries are and all the smokestacks and all the shit that people talk about. Like, why do they call it the Garden State? Well, South Jersey is actually part of that.
Okay.
When you live around Atlantic City, you're only like an hour from Philadelphia. You're only 2 hours away from New York.
I believe Philadelphia has a hell mouth. Does Jersey have a hell mouth? Because I was in Jersey, and there were like these are not Jersey in yeah the other place Philadelphia, and it was there were like just these holes in the ground belching fire. And it's like oh, so this is hell. Well, good to know.
Well, I think that would be more of like Camden. Camden is like
Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah, Camden's terrible. Don't fucking move there either.
No.
But you know it's really nice down there. There's beaches and there's. You're close to Delaware, and you're close to Virginia, and Washington is only like 2 hours away.
Uh-huh.
You hop on the ferry, and you're right there. It's great.
Okay.
You get all the delicacies of New Jersey. You get, like, diners at 3 o'clock in the morning. You get pork roll. You get all kinds of stuff.
You get hypodermic needles washing up on shore.
That was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Red tide has not been seen in a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you explain Snooki?
Snooki is not from New Jersey.
Where's she from?
I think she's from New York.
Oh.
All those idiots were from New York.
Oh.
They just called it the Jersey Shore because that's where all the New Yorkers go in the summer.
Oh, okay.
So if you stay away from, well, I guess the closest would be Wildwood. You know, Wildwood, Seaside Heights, Point Pleasant. As long as you avoid those areas in the summer, you don't have to deal with the Bennies, which is what they call the New Yorkers who come down for the summer.
Why are they Bennies? Because they're Jewish?
It had something to do... It's an acronym for something. It's like Brooklyn, New York, something. I don't remember. It is an acronym, though.
An acronym.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not a bad place as long as you're not living in the city of Atlantic City.
Really?
One block inland from the boardwalk, and you're in the ghetto.
Well, I think that's any tourist zone.
Atlantic City is something special.
You think so?
Yeah.
So basically the people who live, like, off the boardwalk are like what the dealers and the bouncers and everybody who works in the casinos, or do they live like further away?
I'm sure most of those people are not making a whole lot of money, so yeah, they probably live close.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what a pit boss makes, but I'm sure it's not like gold living. I'm sure it's, you know, close to poverty.
Uh-huh.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Although you do have to be prepared. New Jersey does have more people per square mile than any other state in the country.
Do they stack them?
Three high.
Three high. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yep.
And what do they do with the bodies?
They just bury them.
They go to Newark?
There's big landfills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why do you think the tomatoes taste so good? Just saying.
That's disturbing. Just saying. That is disturbing.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever had a Jersey tomato?
No, I hope not.
They're delicious. Just a hint of meat.
Ew.
You're fine.
No.
It's not like you're actually going to go.
What, to Jersey?
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope I haven't been that bad in my life.
Hey! I still have relatives that live there. Not many, but most of them have moved out.
Well, that's good.
But some that have lived there all their lives will die there. What are you going to do?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Life goes on. Obla-dee, obla-da.
Mm-hmm. But actually, one of the things that New Jersey doesn't have is something that we have.
Good public schools?
Yes. Something that's been popping up here in South Carolina a lot is people setting up tents on the side of the road to sell their crap. Like,
you mean
makeshift flea market?
Oh, really?
People, and it's becoming more of an epidemic. Like, I was driving home today and my daughter was like, "What's that?" And I turned and looked and people had set up a tent.
Yeah.
And had their old clothes hanging on hangers waiting for somebody to pull over to buy it. And I'm seeing them more and more and it's very unsettling.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I guess you don't need a permit to do it because cops drive by and they're not pulling over and like stopping them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like creative panhandling, I guess. I guess you're getting something for your money, but a dirty football jersey is not what I would call a fair exchange. And these people were like selling like baseball hats and stuff, and I was like, no. I'm not buying a used baseball hat.
No? Why not?
No. That's disgusting.
It's rare. You don't think? Yeah, no?
Is there a big call for rare baseball hats?
I don't know. There might be.
Yeah, there might be.
I'll get some rare stuff. Get some rare stuff. I'll be out on the side of the road. Come on and see me.
You're a different case.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, you could be the goddamn collector from Guardians of the Galaxy. You've got all kinds of weird stuff.
That's right.
You need to dye your hair white.
No.
Talk like, what's his name in the movie?
Benicio del Toro?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
You know that weird way he talks? You should start doing that.
No.
No? All right, fine. Mm-mm. Whatever. Whatever, dude.
Whatever. Your call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see the video that was circulating around this past weekend from the famed director U Boll?
I just saw it today where he's ranting about George Clooney not funding his movies or something.
That's the second one.
Okay, and the first one is?
There was a first one where he basically quits Hollywood.
Oh, well, good. See ya. Bye-bye.
So if anybody doesn't know, I think it's pronounced Uwe.
Uwe.
Uwe?
Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll. So he's a director that has made some of the worst movies in recent history. The first one you've probably heard of is Blood Rain, which was based on a video game. And then he made one called In the Name of the King, which had Jason Statham in it, which was not a good movie. Well, okay. In 2009, he makes a movie called Rampage. And Rampage, here, let me pull this up because this is fascinating. The tagline for Rampage is, "A man with a thirst for revenge builds a full body armor from Kevlar and goes on a killing spree." And stars Brendan Fletcher, Sean Sipos, Michael Pari, and Matt Frewer. Matt Frewer is the only one that I recognize from this list, who was Max Headroom.
Yep.
So this apparently did okay on the home video market. So last year, after several follow-ups to In the Name of the King, he makes part two of Rampage called Rampage Capital Punishment. And this time, a man takes over a TV station and holds a number of hostages as political platform to awaken humanity instead of money. And that's this piece of crap stars Brendan Fletcher, Lalek Munro, Mike Dapud, and Michelle Mann. So I don't recognize any of those people.
Hmm.
So he wants to make part three. And he goes and tries to crowdsource it, because we have seen in the past movies make a shit ton of money from people who want to see movies get made.
Yes.
But things that people actually watched. So
you mean like Veronica Mars?
Like Veronica Mars. You know, there's been others that have been out there that have made pretty decent money.
Entourage.
Was the second Anchorman crowdfunded?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. So he goes and he has three failed attempts to crowdfund this.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one being Kickstarter. So he makes a video, and in it he tells everybody to basically fuck off, and that he doesn't understand why the general public doesn't want to support his movie, and how important Rampage 3 is, and how if the general public doesn't want to support him and his art, that they can all fuck off, and he's got enough money to play golf the rest of his life, and basically says, "See you later," and shuts off the camera.
So why doesn't he take all of his money and go make his movie if it's that damn important?
That is what everybody is asking.
Okay.
So if you have enough money to do that, yes, you have enough money to dump some in to this. But he doesn't believe in it enough. He wants everybody else to fucking go fund this thing. So then he goes and he makes a second video where he's basically trashing George Clooney and all these Hollywood people, saying, "Oh, they're fucking laughing at you because you make $2,000 a month and you spend all your money on movies." And I'm thinking, I love movies. Like, if I have one vice in this world, it's movies. Like, I will sit down and I will watch any piece of garbage that gets put in front of me because it's what I do.
Uh-huh.
And I don't spend all my money on movies. So I don't know where he's coming off saying, you know, everybody's spending all their money on movies. And he's going on and on about how we're paying for pieces of shit like the Avengers. And if that's all you want, then you don't know what movies are and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, but that made money. That didn't have to be crowdsourced into, like, they're not saying, "Hey, you want to see an Iron Man 4? Go to Kickstarter."
Right.
So he's, oh, what a piece of shit he is. Like, it's going to be a good day when he's no longer around.
Do you think he'll really go away? Or do you think he'll keep coming back saying he's going away?
apparently he's not, he doesn't have the money to make the movies he wants. So
he's just going to play golf.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess if that's his thing. So his last, In the Name of the King 3, which I'm sure went right to video, starred Dominic Purcell, which is the dude from Prison Break and Heatwave from
and,
Flash.
And John Doe.
He was in John Doe?
Yeah, he was John Doe.
Okay. And
another series I liked that got canceled before that.
So this... Now, remember, he's trying to ask people to take this as entertainment.
Okay.
A modern-day assassin wanting out is hired for one final job, to kidnap the kids of a local businessman. Things go haywire when it turns out he's chosen to return to the Middle Ages and bring back order to a kingdom in chaos.
What? What?
Do I need to read that again?
So how do you get chosen to go back to the Middle Ages? Is there like a draft pick? Or is it a lottery process? How does that happen?
Oh, is there a... Okay, here's the storyline. Let's look at the plot synopsis. Let's see if this will tell us. Hazen Kane is his character name. Hazen Kane is a ruthless modern-day assassin wanting out and is hired for one final job. Determined to quit the business after carrying out that one last job involving a European royal family, kidnapping the two daughters, Hazen easily completes his task and locks the two girls in a conics box and discovers that one of the girls is wearing a necklace with a charm that looks similar to a tattoo he has on, and takes the charm from the young girl, which opens a portal to the Middle Ages, to the forested kingdom of Ebb.
Ebb?
E-H-B.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a movie that somebody fucking made.
Wow. Well, and you wonder why people aren't going to support his next film.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor guy. I feel bad for people with lots of money who are stupid.
Let's see if I can find his Kickstarter. Oh, come on, Google. What the fuck? So Rampage was made for this In the Name of the King was made for $3.5 million. And unfortunately, well, I guess it was straight to DVD because it has no like box office stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these people. This is not coming up. So, yeah, I hope he leaves Hollywood, because there's a couple of directors that think they're owed more than they are.
Like who?
Oh, him and Smith and... Robert Rodriguez to an extent, but Robert Rodriguez I think actually has some talent.
Okay.
He at least tries to he tries to come up with new things.
Uh-huh.
Like Sin City, for what it was interesting.
Sure.
Oh, so here it is. Okay, so Rampage 3, No Mercy. Would you like to know? Would you like to know how much he was looking for to make his movie?
$7 million.
Now remember, he has enough money to golf for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He was looking for $55,000.
Wow.
Why would you just not go rent
That's
a goddamn
it?
Red camera?
Right.
And fucking do it yourself.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That he didn't even get that much.
He had 27,000 Pledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to. He still has 3 days to go.
Oh.
But there's no way he's making that.
Don't think so?
No.
No? Okay.
For, let's see, what are the pledges? For $7,000, you become an executive producer.
For how much?
$7,000.
I get that in the bank right now. I could be an executive producer, damn it.
For $5,000, you can get a speaking part in the movie.
Okay.
But it does not include travel to Vancouver or your costume. For $3,800, you can be a cop in Rampage 3 and you will get shot. Again, does not include travel to Vancouver or your costume. So apparently you have to go rent your cop costume and then fly yourself to Vancouver.
Okay.
For $2,200, you can own the full Rampage armored costume.
Ooh.
For $1,000, you get to be an extra on set. Also does not include travel or your costume.
Okay.
For $500, you get to have dinner with the director, Uwe.
For how much?
$558.
Hmm.
He actually had two people buy that.
Really?
Yeah.
But since they didn't make enough, they don't get that, right?
Nope. Whoa, hello.
What was that?
Nothing, just a reminder on my phone.
Okay.
For $223, you get a pair of tickets to the premiere screening.
Mm-hmm.
In either Germany or Canada, your choice.
Did you have to fly yourself too?
It does not say that. So, but I'm sure that they're not going to fly you out for $223, especially to Germany.
I was going to say I'd immediately pick Germany.
For $56, you can get the Rampage Trilogy box set on DVD or Blu-ray, and it's signed.
Can't you just pirate that off of Netflix?
Probably. For $33, you get a signed Blu-ray of Rampage 3, No Mercy. Does not include DVD. Jesus Christ. Yeah. He had 314 backers, which is a lot more than I would expect him to have. And his top update is the one that's called Fuck You All. My God, dude.
Oh, that is awesome.
Let's just shoot yourself in the foot.
Maybe he could shoot himself in the head.
Oh, okay. Well, here's his reasoning for going the Kickstarter. Upon making Rampage, Capital Punishment, we were hindered in raising finance due to how much the first film had been pirated online. I love that Rampage reached so many people, but to those who finance films, it was obviously worrying that they would not see a return on their investment. So we had a much smaller budget than the first film.
Okay.
Oh, this is only to shoot the final action scene. $55,000.
Oh, so the rest of the film's done.
It doesn't say that. It just says that. It doesn't say that.
Well, then he does it all in German. German is nice. That's nice.
Ach, du lieber.
Wow, some fucking people, man.
I would like to know what the actual budget for this is.
$7.
See, for seven grand to be executive producer of the final scene? No.
Just the final scene? Oh, screw that.
No, I want to see the rest of the film, and I want creative control.
Yeah?
I want producer cut. I want to sit in the editing bay and be like, no, dude. That looks terrible.
Wow.
See, if I had If I had the whatever the difference was between the 55 and the 27, whatever that is, I would go to him and I'd be like, look, you can make your movie, but this is what we're doing.
Hmm.
I want to see the script. We're going to re-edit this fucker. Because I've never heard of Rampage, and I'm an action guy. Let's see if this went straight to DVD as well. Made in Germany. Of course. It doesn't have box office stuff. That's weird. Let's see. Box office. Rampage. Let's see. Oh, it doesn't have a budget, but it made $800,000.
Okay.
So I'm sure. Oh, that was only domestic. It doesn't have. Yeah. That's pretty sad. Wait, that's not the right one. That was made by somebody else.
Somebody good?
No.
No.
No. It's not on here. So was that just a direct to DVD then?
Might be.
Direct. Was that what that was? I don't know. Good God. You can buy the first one on DVD for $4.
Bargain.
Yeah. That's sad.
I'll send you $5 if you don't make me watch it.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up. Anyway. Well, I wish him whatever. I'm glad that he won't be making any more crappy movies.
Woohoo. No more crappy movies.
Nope. Clear out Hollywood.
You
Give
know,
money to I'm, somebody else who wants to actually make a good movie.
You know what? Wouldn't that be great? You know, if like some studio just found some kid out of film school and just said, here's $10 million, make a movie. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, see, the
even
only
better,
reason...
what if they found like a couple of middle-aged guys?
Yeah,
who've got
exactly.
Really good ideas.
Exactly.
And gave us $300 million.
Look, we could make something cool for $1 million.
No, I want to make something awesome.
Well, okay, $5 million.
Okay.
And
you know, I believe by just reading the news this weekend, I've got our subject matter.
Oh, Jesus. Midgets?
No, no.
No?
No, even though it is sad that the littlest couple have filed for divorce. Not the littlest couple, the big people, little life, or whatever the hell. Big world, little people? Is that what it
means? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they filed for divorce.
Yeah. So what's your idea?
Did you see the news story out of Times Square this weekend?
No.
Apparently there was quite a violent fight. It was between Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
They were fighting each other, apparently over tips. So I say we do animated character grudge matches. You know, like mascot games? But it's like Elmo versus Cookie Monster. Go!
You mean kind of like MTV Deathmatch?
Yeah, but real. Not like stupid clay figures.
So you want to actually kill people?
Well, sure, why not?
Okay.
Oh, even better. We get like convicted criminals on death row to wear these costumes. Would you not pay money to see like two death row inmates dressed as Elmo battling to the death? And what you do is the winner goes up against another person the next week. So you just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again till there's only like one person left on death row. And then you make them work in Times Square for tips. That'd be awesome. Would you not think that is cool?
It is, but are these people in costume?
Yes, very bad costumes.
Okay, but won't the licensing be like crazy?
They're already walking around Times Square with their heads off.
Yeah, but
I say we just get those people.
But if you're going to televise it, then like Disney's not going to be like, hey, parody. You can have parody. Minnie Mouse.
That's what it is. Parody. Parody laws. That's what it is.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I guess that's covered under parody, right?
Sure. Why not?
I think they're going to call copyright infringement, though.
I don't care. You know, they let that guy make that Tomorrowland movie. Remember the one that was the weird one?
Yeah, the one that they shot in the parks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we could do that. Apparently, they don't stop people.
Apparently.
Do the story of a...
Could we bait the characters? Like, walk around the theme park going, hey, Woody Woodpecker, Fievel's talking shit about you.
Then Woody Woodpecker goes over and decks him.
Yeah, that'd be great. Olive oil and Betty Boop rolling around on the ground. People pay money for that shit.
Start throwing oil on him.
There you go.
Oil wrestling in the theme parks.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of that, since you're so connected down there, did you know anybody in the big bust?
I did not. I just looked at that though.
So there was a big bust.
There's nobody we know on it.
In Florida, where they busted a whole bunch of people for soliciting underage sex from, I guess, a undercover cop.
Yeah.
And they happened to be a lot of theme park employees. And
mostly SeaWorld.
Mostly SeaWorld, some Universal, some Disney, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to swing a dead cat in Central Florida without hitting somebody who works at a theme park.
And who's a sex fiend.
Or, yeah, in the entertainment
yes.
field or, you know, one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah, sex fiends are a dime a dozen.
I mean, we could play, you know, 6 degrees of sex criminals, but we'd only be one away. So. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's funny.
So, no, I did not know anybody. I looked. I combed through them. There are some sick fuckers out there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well. That's Central Florida.
Uh-huh. Yes,
I guess
it
you're
is.
You're already living in a shithole, so Atlantic City might not be that bad.
It snows in Atlantic City, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's why I would not.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, so we'll do grudge matches. And, you know, maybe once we run out of those types of characters, then we just get cosplayers.
Oh, there you go. So it's like overweight Captain Kirk versus overweight Spock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, did you hear about, what was her name? Anna Mia?
No.
Anna Mia. I think this is, let me see if I can find her. Cosplay. I don't know how you spell Anna Mia.
A-N-I-M-E-A?
No.
Animea?
No, it's like Anna Mia. Like, Mia is her first name.
And who's Anna?
Like anime, but she says Animea or something. Oh, A-N-I-M-I-A. So this is the chick who called out a bunch of cosplayers for going on crowdfunding places and saying, hey, if you want me to show up at one of your cons, pay for my hotel.
Okay.
And like, they want to fight her now. They want her like banned from the cons and stuff.
Okay.
Because she's fucking up their free ride.
Who's free ride?
Oh, the other cosplayers that are going on to Kickstarter and all that shit and saying, hey, fund my trip to San Diego or fund my trip to Orlando or, you know, Dragon Con.
Hmm.
You know, you get dirty underwear for buying my hotel room or whatever.
Gross.
So we pit her against a bunch of people.
Okay.
Her against like Yaya Han.
Oh, there you go.
And just big fake boobs hitting each other. Maybe you throw the other cosplayer, the fat chick, in there. What was her name?
Which Ivy one? Doomkitty. Ivy Doomkitty.
Yeah. I mean, at least this girl's attractive, but...
Yeah, sure she is. Airbrushing and Photoshop can do a lot.
Hey, whatever.
Bizarre.
Yeah, we'll get her, and we'll get a bunch of those people.
Okay.
And we can do, like, tag teams.
And Dustin Diamond.
And Dustin Diamond.
Because he'll do anything for $10 at a Quaalude.
Well, yeah, but he's going to jail, so...
Oh. Well, then that makes him even better. He's the first one in the Elmo suit. We just make sure the other Elmo's got a knife.
There you go.
Stick a shiv in him.
There you go. This shit goes to a lot of cons, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
She goes to like 3 a month. She's going to Guadalajara, Mexico in December.
That's to get the third breast added.
I'm going to cosplay as the chick from Total Recall.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that. Maybe that's what next year's MegaCon video should be.
Cosplayers battling?
Cosplay grudge match.
Okay.
Disney characters versus the anime characters.
Oh.
See?
That could be interesting.
And then, like we could just do, like, convention grudge matches. Remember when we were sitting there at MegaCon this year and there was that kid sitting next to us when we were eating lunch and the two guys came over and asked him if he wanted to battle?
Yes.
And it was some, like, Pokemon thing?
Right.
Like, it's that, but... It's like a real grudge match, and they just stand up and they start beating the shit out of each other.
Hey, do you want to battle? Okay.
And he pulls out his DS.
Slaps the DS out of his hand and starts wailing on him.
That would be awesome. And we'll be filming it, and so when people come over, we're like, no, 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 it's just a show. Don't worry about it. That's fake blood. I think we should do it.
Mm. Okay.
It'll be fun.
Is for that one?
No.
No.
Although it's a new company this year, so they may have a different policy.
Could be.
Or they could just shoot this to shit and make it even worse.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Until I see the first one, I'm not going to make judgment, but...
Oh, come on, Judgy McJudgerson.
No.
Come on.
We'll see what caliber of people they bring.
Here's the judgment. Pass it on.
Yeah. When's Walker Stalker?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yep.
Fun.
It'll be exciting. It's going to be exciting. We'll see.
Going to get a katana so you can have what's her name sign it?
I don't think she's coming, is she?
No, she's not coming?
I don't know. Seems like everybody else who's ever been on the show is. I mean, Nicotero's coming, and
you should get some like obscure
concert,
like Batman piece of memorabilia.
Yeah.
And have the dude from Gotham who plays Riddler sign it. No, not Riddler. Penguin.
Penguin. Well, there's Penguin, there's Butch, and there's Alfred.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, you need to start your Gotham collection.
I was thinking that. Yeah.
Look, at only $75 an autograph, it's a steal, John.
Yeah. I think they're... Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see what they're charging first.
I would say the only one worth... If they're like that expensive, the only one worth it is probably Robin Lord Taylor.
Maybe.
From Gotham.
From Gotham.
Least.
We'll see. We'll see. Elizabeth Mitchell's there too. That's the one who I want to go see.
Chick from Lost?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
They have Nestor Carbonell, Harold Perrineau, Elizabeth Mitchell, Henry Ian Cusack, and Mira Furlan from Lost.
Jesus. You got to get... Do you have a Batman Well figure?
A Batman what?
A Batman Well.
Well?
He played...
Oh, Batman Well.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell... A Batman Well figure? Like, Batman falls down the well? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
It's Batman with a cast?
Yes, Batman Well.
Batman Well?
Yes.
Do you have a Batman Well figure?
I do not.
Oh, man. Too bad, man. That would be awesome.
Would it? Oh, well. Oh, and Ming Chen and Brian Johnson will be there.
Yeah, but they go to every Walker Stalker Con.
Oh, do they?
They're friends with, like, the people who put it on.
Oh, okay. Had no idea.
Yeah.
Laura Vandervoort will be there.
Who's that?
She played Supergirl. Now she's on Bitten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they have a...
Mika will be there.
Who?
Mika.
Mika?
Mika.
Okay.
Look at the flowers.
Oh.
Lizzie and Mika will both be there.
Do you think they take pictures with guns to the back of their heads?
No.
No?
No.
Too bad.
Yeah, uh-huh. Whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry I won't get to be down there.
Oh, well. Oh, here's some Florida weird news for you.
Uh-oh.
A Florida mother was accused of drunk driving with four small kids in the car. She told the police she had alcohol on her breath because she had just eaten four whiskey-soaked hamburgers. She's still in jail.
Oh, well, that's good.
Nobody has put up her $13,000 bail.
Oh, what a shame.
Which I believe you only had to put up 10% of that, so that's $130. And still, nobody has put it up.
Well, sure, because nobody wants to be a party to that.
Of course not.
Wow.
That's sad.
What a lovely, lovely place you live in.
Yeah, well.
Oh, you should get Lenny James's autograph.
For what?
He's a cool dude. No?
It doesn't fit in with any of my categories. That's the problem.
Back up.
Because if I didn't limit myself somehow in my mind, I would have to then start, like, the Walking Dead collection. And with Norman Reedus and Steven Yeun and John Bernthal and Emily Kinney and Scott Wilson and David Morrissey and Lenny James and Josh McDermott and Michael Cudlitz and Christian Serratos and Tova Felchu and Seth Gilliam.
Yeah.
And Tyler James Williams and Alana Masterson and Chad Coleman and Sonequa Martin-Green. And Travis Love, who played Shumpert.
Okay.
All of those people. I would be broke.
You don't have to get every single one.
Yes, I do. That's what you don't understand. It's a disease. It is a disease. And if I don't, then I'm going to regret it.
Man. Okay. If you say so.
I'm just letting you know.
So you said that you're going for Elizabeth Mitchell. Do you have the other three, the other four lost people?
No, because Ashley Elizabeth Mitchell was on Law. I was on Once Upon a Time.
Oh, so that's what you're going
with?
So
that's what I'm going for. Yes. And they also have Carlos Esposito.
Okay.
Who was on Breaking Bad, but he was also on Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
So there.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how you're working here.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure things out.
So what's the most complete collection that you have?
It depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
I have got all of the main players from the original Star Wars trilogy.
Okay.
I've got most of the cast of MASH. What else?
MASH was a show about the war, kids.
Way back when. It was an ancient war.
Yes.
Ancient. Like in the 60s. Way back when.
And now you can watch all the reruns on Netflix.
Yes. I have Maxwell Smart in 99 from Get Smart. That's complete.
How about Batman 66? Do you have any of those?
I got a lot, but I don't have all because there are so many guest stars.
Do you have the main ones, though?
I've got Adam West, Burt Ward, Lee Merriweather, Eartha Kitt, Julie Newmar, Otto Preminger.
Wow, Otto Preminger.
Frank Borshin, John Astin. Who else? Yvonne Craig, Joan Collins. I got a lot.
Jesus Christ.
I'm addicted. It's sad. I guess it's better than like gambling or something though.
And how many of those did you get in person?
Most of them.
Most of them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Wow. That's something.
Yep.
So when we went to go see Summer Glau,
yes, she completed my Firefly collection, with the exception of Saffron and Badger, but they're not really main characters.
No, but and Christina Hendricks doesn't really do cons, I don't think.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
Mrs. Mal Reynolds.
Yeah.
So she completed that one.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm an intriguing individual.
Is that all the stuff that I get when you die in your will?
I don't know. I haven't decided who gets what yet because there's a whole lot of shit. And I'm sure the family doesn't want to come down here and pack it up. It'll be first come, first served. I'll send out like random house keys, you know, like the car dealerships do. And the one that fits is the one that wins.
Oh, come on, man.
Back up the pod. Load it up. But what are you going to do with 7 or 8 different lightsabers? Come on.
Okay,
really?
Okay. So I'm willing, once you kick the bucket, I'm willing to come down and clean out all the stuff with the caveat that I get to keep what I like.
Okay.
Look, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you have that I could give to other people.
Of course.
There's just, you know, stuff I'd be like, oh, that'd be nice.
That would be your Christmas shopping for the rest of your life.
Yeah, for me. What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. John already took care of it.
John's already dead.
No.
Yeah. I get a lot of crap.
Yeah, me too. Not as much as you, but I do.
I do
look forward to the day that I have to go through all those boxes in the closet to see what I actually have.
Do you now?
Because when I was looking for the phaser for the guy to sign at XCon, I was going through like a box that I hadn't opened since 91.
Do you like date the boxes?
No, but I had a whole bunch of stuff. I know I hadn't been through the box.
Okay.
And there was something that was wrapped in a newspaper.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And it was from 1991.
Okay.
So there's boxes like that in there, and I was going through some of it, and I don't remember half the shit that was in there. So it'll be like a finding treasure. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be good. Not that you're dead, but...
That's okay, because I'm going to haunt your ass.
Nice.
You think you have computer problems now, just wait till I kick.
That's not cool, man.
You're like, what's this button do?
must be John.
Get email from beyond the grave.
There you go. Hey, if we go to Walker Stalker in Atlanta, we can get Robert Englund.
Ooh. Willie, the good alien.
Yes. Oh, do you have a V collection?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
I have a Jane Badler one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
From V the first series or V the second series?
V the first.
Okay.
She was at a Mad Monster Party last year, and somebody I knew went.
Oh, how sad.
And got it for me.
How sad.
What?
That's what her life has come to.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I know. Let's see who's going to be at Walker Stalker in Boston.
I'm just looking at that.
Are you?
Oh, they're also getting gin from Lost.
Oh, see, there you go. You got anything else for this week?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, fine. All right, well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, all that fun shit. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
We didn't do an intro. I didn't expect us to do an outro. Oh, sad.